hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the National Intel Report, the Christmas Eve Day, December 24th, 2007 edition. I am not your host, John Stattmiller. John Stattmiller's running a little bit late. I am your temporary host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next few minutes. Normally, we've got Bob Chapman that comes up on Tuesdays, and as you all know, I am I'm an avid listener to Bob Chapman. I follow him, and he doesn't know that, don't you see? Because usually I just listen. But today I have the opportunity to actually say hello to Bob Chapman. Bob, are you with me?
I certainly am.
How are you today,
and
sir?
And I'm very, very pleased that you like to listen to me.
I listen to you every week.
It makes it worthwhile.
Well, I tell you what, now that I've got you as an audience just here for a few minutes until I guess John's running a little bit late, and he'll probably be up right after the first break. But, you know, I've got this theory of my own, Bob, and listening to you and listening to other people out there, I've put together my own theory, and I wanted to bounce it off of you and see how close you think I am to it. How's that?
Absolutely.
All right. All this money that's being injected into the market right now, okay, by the Fed, do you think that it's entirely possible that they're doing this to fend off the coming collapse and allowing the dumbed-down, mind-numbed American people to simply get through the holidays and spend as much credit card capital as they can at Target, Walmart, et cetera?
Yes. And
I believe
what's happened here is that this was an event that they did not expect to happen. They expected the recipients of the CDOs to whom they sold the CDOs in the form of bonds to go along with the program. And that's throughout the world as well as America. And that was not the reaction. The reaction is, what have you done to us? You know, we're looking at $2 trillion in losses here.
Mm-hmm.
And so their program was upset. And they are struggling to extend the period when they have to face the music. And as we go along, hedge funds and banks and pension funds and many others will start claiming their losses, which are going to be terrible. And they're really struggling for life here.
Bob, these purchasers of these CDOs, these collateralized debt obligations, they were treating them, as you say, like the rest of the dumbed down, mind numbed American public, and saying that, you know, here we've got these debt obligations, and we're wrapping this package up, which are, you know, a combination of different mortgages and so forth, and we're saying, here, you know, buy these, and the people that have bought these, whoever these people may be, I guess what the Chinese and the
they're all professionals.
They're all professionals. Okay,
they're not the general public unless they own partnership in a mutual fund, or they have a pension, they would be involved in directly.
I see. And so what they're
a lot of these, lot of these pensions have about 10%, like CalPERS will take, about 10% in these hedge funds, CDOs, ABSs, which are asset-backed securities, which are loans to get vehicles and motorcycles and mobile homes and things like that.
Right. Okay,
and
Bob, let me hold you. We got to take a break here.
Sure.
All right, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog with the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman and John Stattmiller will be back in a few minutes. Be right back, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog subbing for John Stadtmiller just for a few moments here, and I just got a little message saying that Robbie Noel is up on the line with us, too. Robbie, are you with us? Hello, Robbie.
Away a bulldog.
Yeah, Robbie Noel, are you with us? Interesting.
I
okay.
I fell asleep again.
Well, I got a message here saying he was with us, Bob. Well, okay. Robbie, if you're here and you want to pop in, you know, just let me know.
He's not here, but I am.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Hey, who's
all
this
right.
guy?
I don't know. Some guy that just blew in off the expressway. Hey,
yeah,
Michael.
Who is that masked man?
Hey, Michael, thank you for this. I greatly appreciate it.
Nice talking to you, Michael.
Give me a call off the air and talk to me about what we talked about before, John.
Sure will. All right.
All right, bye.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
We've been waiting expectantly for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the only time in the Austin area I've ever traveled the toll roads. I will not travel them, but I got stuck in a department store about 20 miles from here, knowing full well I was going to be a few minutes late. So Mr. Herzog was nice enough to take up the first 10 minutes of the show, but I did hit that right. I said I'd be about 5 or 10 minutes late, and I do understand that we do have Robbie on air. Hello, Robbie Noel.
How are you doing, Mr. Stadtmiller?
Boy, you know, if your connection gets any basier, I'm going to swear you're sitting in the same room with me.
No, just new equipment.
Just new equipment. Gentlemen, I'm looking at the financial news today, and ain't none of it real good. Bob, the box stores that we complain so much about because it's unfair competition, you know, the Wally Worlds, the Walmarts, things of that nature, the big retailers are shelving their plans along with Home Depot and every other box store to expand their square footage of retail space. And they're just now mentioning this around the Chicago area. They had 8 box stores planned for the Chicago area. Well, they're rethinking the square footage that they actually need in a recession to sell their goods. So, in other words, what that equates to, they ain't building their stores.
That's right. And we had the head of analysis research for Merrill Lynch, Steve Rosenberg. He said that there's a 100% chance that we're going to have a recession in the next year. And my only comment is, where have you been for the last year and a half? They're finally coming around to the fact that we're going to have a recession, or we're in it. And, you know, it's borne out by what you just said. And the holiday sales look like, if I had to guess at this point, they might be up 1% at the very furthest, 1.5%. And that's really dismal.
Robbie, I just read a story out there. Well, there's 2 good stories that came out of the Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona area. Well, one ain't so good. Housing sales, which we know were down. That is bad news. It's off 20-25%. The good news is, out there in Arizona, thanks to a guy by the name of State Representative Russell Pierce of Mesa, well, starting January 1, it's going to be really uncomfortable for employers out in Arizona to hire illegal aliens because there is penalties. And, Bob, you're going to like this one. They actually talked to a 40-year-old illegal immigrant and masonry worker that lives in Camp Verde. That's about 75 miles north of Phoenix.
Yeah, I have the article in front of me.
Yeah, and he says he's planning on tying up his loose ends, and, well, he's going to go back to Mexico. He says, I don't want to live in a country. I don't want to live here because of the new law and the oppressive environment. He says, everybody here, legally or illegally, we're all part of the motor that makes this country run. He says, once we leave, the motor's going to start to slow down. No, I would suggest that Mr. Herrera here is only telling half-truths. The motor is slowed down. He's not slinging a whole lot of bricks and mortar out there in Mesa Verde. And, well, it's kind of nice that he's going to go home because, well, the plan is working out there. Evidently, the immigrants are leaving in droves. The only problem is, now, this might not be a self-starting, I'm going to return to Mexico type thing. A lot of these guys are going to try to leave the state of Arizona and go elsewhere. That's why it's important for every state in the union. You know, I thought our FedGov, Bob and Robbie, were there to, well, protect our borders and to make us safe. But, well, evidently, Robbie, they've heard you barking out there, and you're chasing them out of Arizona.
Well, I wish that was true. You got to understand, there's daily confrontations down in Phoenix, in front of a certain area where where migrants gather and stand around, and contractors come around and pick them up. Where there's actually riot police down there on a daily basis. You have the pro-immigrants on the one side and the anti-immigrants on the other side, and they hurl abuse at each other, and it hasn't got violent yet, but you can tell by the tensions it's only a matter of time.
Well, and
as you know, I mean, the Mexican population in Phoenix is huge. I mean, call it a branch of Tijuana.
Yeah, I was out there just recently, as you know, and I can attest to that. I had to go to Scottsdale to see other than brown faces.
Well, yeah, that's where the white people live.
Well, I think we have to look at the...
And by the way, they just yesterday, Remax 2000, one of the biggest mortgage companies here, shut its doors, laid off 350 employees.
Really?
Yeah.
13 offices in the valley.
Yep.
350 agents. And this is a city that was supposed to be bulletproof as far as real estate corrections are concerned. Well, we learned that that just wasn't true. But harking back to the illegal immigrant situation, Herrera had been in the United States for 4 years. Hopefully he saved some money and he can take it home with him. They are going into Mexico in droves. There's been a number of articles that I've read in Spanish in the Mexican newspapers. And I had a link in the Mexican section of my last issue. And the link is about a movie that was made by a non-political, we'll call him an Oscar winner, that's the Mexican equivalent, very well-respected person in his field. And he made a movie about the stealing of the election from AMLO by President Calderon. It's really interesting, and it really happened. And when it happened, I said it happened, and not too many people were listening. They didn't care. But what lies at the bottom of the problem is two things. Number one, rich Mexicans are not investing in their own country. They have their money offshore, so they don't have to pay taxes. And they're not creating jobs. That's number one. Number two, our Congress and our president allows them to come over the border. And there's not enough work in Mexico for them. There never has been. And when they go back, it's going to be a problem. Calderon said that he made 850,000 jobs his first year in office, and everybody in Mexico laughs at him.
Because, well, they just raised
most
they're
of
just,
them were part-time.
Bob, they just raised the minimum wage in Mexico.
To what? $1.298?
$4.65 a day.
Really?
Yeah.
How is inflation
yeah,
right
now? But, you know,
that's a day. $4.65 a day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. Did you hear him?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he meant per hour. $4.65 a day.
Well, they usually get paid $1 an hour, manual work. And when they go home, the people who hire them are making $500,000 or $1 million or $10 million a year and building all of these developments, whether they're inexpensive or expensive, and timeshares and all those sort of things. But the point is, there's not enough jobs there. And the amount of money going into Mexico is going to drop from $25 billion this past year of 07, probably down to about $20 billion. The small upside is that the average person who goes back to Mexico is probably going to bring $30,000 with them, and that will carry them for a while.
A while?
But Well, most of them, what they'll do is start businesses. Believe me, they're not lazy people. They're hardworking, and, you know, they're like anybody else. They want to get ahead in life and live nicely. And so I think most of them will go into business for themselves, which will actually help the economy in Mexico. But as far as Arizona is concerned, it's over. Where are they going to go? If they don't go home, they're going to Utah, which just absolutely loves illegal aliens. And then there's also California that loves them even more. And then there's Nevada who loves them as well. So they got plenty of places to go to.
By the way, I need to break this story. This is not information that was privy outside of the circles here at this network. Bob, some good news on the financial front. Next year, what you're going to see is 25 banks opening worldwide. That is not going to be interest-based. In other words, they're not going to follow the model of the fractionalized reserve banksters that have literally buried us. But this is going to follow a model of fee-based loans for mortgages. They're going into the insurance business. Now, let me just throw this out at you, Bob, and the first thing that hit me. Now, if you were to take out, and folks, the prime lending rates are going to jump dramatically next year because they're going to take the problem of inflation head on. It's already running at 11.5%. We're predicting by that first quarter it's going to be 15% and rising. But having given you a teaser here, gentlemen, and listening audience out there, I've got some good news for people. You want to buy a house next year? You know what? You may be able to. and it's not through the usual system. I will explain more right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right. What I was teasing you with here, folks, there is going to be a group of people that next year are going to be opening up banks. And let me just give you an example. Say at 8%, 8% mortgage on 30-year fixed. If you borrowed $300,000, folks, guess how much money you'd have to pay back at the term of that loan? Well over $1 million. Well over $1 million. If through this bank, this financial lending institution, if you want to buy a $300,000 house, guess what it's going to cost you over a 20-year term? Any guesses, guys? Throw a number at me.
I would say $365,000.
$321,000 you'll pay back in fees, exactly $21,000 over a 20-year period. Now, that sounds kind of foreign to people out there, except for one thing. They're not using the devalued dollars per se. These are all asset-backed loans, and the good thing about this is that the money that they're going to have is not going to lose its value. They're also going to be starting insurance companies as well. Imagine, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, insuring your house and its contents against fire, theft. You know all the riders you got on your mortgage contract right now. Imagine insuring your home for an entire year for $300. Now, gentlemen, what I'm describing here is the interim step to a, and hopefully this, they do this worldwide, that they're going to get away from the fiat-based banking, and they are going toward a real asset-backed program, and they're going to be giving the little guy out there a break. Now, keep in mind that this is a transitional thing, getting off the fiat currency until the most of the planet goes back to its gold and silver-backed currencies, which will, yeah, by inevitability, it's going to happen. Because, Bob, I was...
Who is making the loans, and who are the players?
I cannot divulge that information at this time. We will roll these people out in about 30 days.
Okay.
They're crossing the T's and they're dotting the I's as we speak. But I will say this, where both of you gentlemen, where Bob, where you were living at, down in good old Africa, and you as well, Mr. Noel, down in Rhodesia, well, the backing is coming pretty close in that area down there.
I'm going to get into trouble for this.
Go ahead.
Although the concept of a gold-backed currency is a sound one, no question about that, there's one small problem with a gold-backed currency, however, and there's just not enough gold out there. For instance, if we were to back the current U.S. dollar by gold, just as it was prior to 1933, you would have to fix the official price of gold at somewhere south of $35,000 an ounce. I'm just going by World Bank figures of 155,000 metric tons. All the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of time.
Okay, but there's only one problem with your formula so far, Robbie. You're talking about backing the currency that's already out there that is, and based on what you're saying, you're absolutely right. It should be $25,000, $30,000, $35,000. It should be. But they're shifting all of this into a different type of system, and it's going to be backed by real commodities, gemstones, silver, gold, all of those things.
That's feasible.
Yes.
Then that is feasible. If it's solely a gold-backed standard, they would have, obviously, this is what we try to get through. I mean, this is what a lot of people don't understand, that when we do eventually have a gold run, the reality is going to meet up with the physical above-ground supplies of gold. Out of that 155,000 metric tons, two-thirds of it is held by central banks and governments and very wealthy private individuals. Less than a third of the world supply is available to the general public. And of that third, a huge chunk of it is taken up by the jewelry industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you boil it down, you know, if all of a sudden everybody decided to panic and run out and buy an ounce of gold, it would within days, every single gold dealer would basically be out of business because we wouldn't have any product to sell.
Well, it's just not an interesting concept that I'm talking about here. This thing is real, and it's due to be kicked off next year. And as I said, it's not only going to be financial lending, it's also going to be finances for corporations as well. And this is based, I can tell you this, Bob, this is based out of Norway, Switzerland area, and it's got the backing of a lot of people that are pulling their funds right now, people that do have real wealth out there, folks. And if you don't understand the difference between wealth and being rich, then you're neither. Because if you're rich, you can go to Vegas and blow that in a day or two. If you're wealthy, it's going to take you a lot more time to do that. But these are people that are holding real wealth. They're going to be in on this program as well. Basically, what you're going to have here, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the fork in the road. And the people we're talking to, they're taking the right road for the right reasons. Because, folks, you're seeing it displayed to you every single day, the arrogance, the greed, the avariciousness, the quest for power. They already have all the money and the toys. They want the control and the power. And there are many people standing in line set to go, you know what? We're going to have a better Christmas next year, you thieving son of a... And I can't say it because, well, it's Christmas Eve. Gentlemen, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. You want to call in?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Gentlemen, I can tell you this for absolute certainty. My life is going to change next year. The network is going to change next year. And we are going to be bigger and badder and more effective going to mainstream where we should be talking to. I have been assured from this from at least two different well-moneyed parties. So, you know, if you think about this, folks, you know what I was telling you about the new banking. You know, anybody out there that has real wealth and they know where this is going, I mean, they'd be sitting on the deck of the Titanic in their monogram chair right now, listening to the band playing while they're sipping on a drink waiting to go down. They're not going to do that. There is a lot of people, Bob, that see what is coming heretofore. And did you think for a moment that people that have real wealth out there weren't going to do something about it? There wasn't going to be just the depression that's coming and then absolutely nothing. Smart people have a lot of money, and smart people know what to do with their money to keep the money at least, at the very least, stable so they do not lose their wealth. And it doesn't hurt to make a few bucks on your money, because they sure as heck ain't going to get it out of the system, the matrix that they've built out there right now. Bob, that thing is rapidly deteriorating worldwide.
Well, you're right about that, and they're doing everything they can to keep it going. It's a conspiracy of silence. You see the same old garbage in every network, including CNBC, which is dreadful. And I figure they could probably, without any untoward event, they could probably stretch it out to maybe 3 years at the most. And the whole thing's going to come tumbling down. And it's going to be worse when you get there for having put it off.
That's exactly right. And they know that. That's why this thing is going into operation starting next year. And it will be well entrenched by the time this does come to an end. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, you have nothing to base this on, do you? You can hear the stories from the grandparents that lived through the Depression. Or maybe you're even old enough, but you're only a few years old at the time. This is going to make 1929, the Depression of 29, look like a practice session. Bob?
You're right. I agree with that completely. We're now seeing things that we saw in 29 and 30 in the financial markets now. And as you know, I write about it every week. And, it's so compelling that even though we're not publishing on Wednesday and Saturday, I've already got 8 pages for another issue. There's so much stuff going on behind the scenes.
By the way, Mr. Chapman, I'm going to send you an email. You and I have to have a conversation because the last one I had on these financial matters with the gentleman, I spoke to him Friday night out of Washington. It took me 2 hours and 55 minutes. So between now and the New Year's, my friend, you and I have to speak person to person. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I will email you with a number and at your convenience. Robbie?
That was the title of Ambrose Evans Pritchard's latest article, The Crisis That Will Make 1929 a Long Walk in the Park. And one of the many examples that he uses why this will be worse than 1929 is that the majority of people in 1929 weren't burdened with a huge amount of debt.
You know what the national debt was, Robbie, in 29? $22 billion.
Yeah.
That was it.
America accumulated $1 trillion worth of debt from George Washington's administration to Ronald Reagan's. From Ronald Reagan to Bush II, we've increased that to $9 trillion. I mean, just to put it in perspective, I mean, we've done more damage in 8 years a little bit longer. We've done more damage in the last two decades than we have since the founding of this nation. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at it. And right now, you've got the early signs of the next crisis, which some are even saying is going to be bigger than the housing crisis, and that's a credit card crisis. Credit card delinquencies. 30-day delinquencies are up 25%. 90-day delinquencies are up even more than that. And you wonder why Wall Street was so happy today with the injection of fund into Merrill Lynch by another sovereign fund.
Yeah. By the way, Bob, my people that I was talking to Friday night, I was talking to them about the information that we have here just relegated and what's running through the channels here in this country. He's been talking to the banking circles, and they have admitted that the debt bubble that they're sitting on right now try in the quadrillions.
Well, this is a massive epic proportion. Yeah. I write stories I post up on republictradinggroup.com. Some morning, I actually scare myself. I mean, it's not as though I'm out there looking for bad news. I mean, and it's all mainstream news. This is not stories from, you know, the outer reaches of the internet.
Right.
These stories. I mean, these sovereign wealth funds. it was announced Saudi Arabia is putting together one of the world's biggest sovereign wealth funds. I mean, these people are awash with dollars, and they are doing whatever they can to get rid of the dollars by buying up stuff.
Gentlemen, we have some callers here. Let me get to my callers, and we can continue. Bob, you have to jump at the top of the hour, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you have another program to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aaron in Canada. Hello, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stettmiller. How are you?
Good, sir.
We're talking about the need of information and the censorship of information being one of the leading culprits if people aren't aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look at it, the same package underneath a different wrapping of Days of McCarthy, communists under every bed, and now we have a terrorist under every bed, turn in your neighbor, report, NSA will give you money, funding, etc. The media brainwashing that we are inundated with, war in Iraq, which is really just oil profiteering, whatnot, under a different name, and drug trade, etc. Well, once more, the greater threat that you pose, the greater risk it is onto your person. My case, I have a personal account to relate to the audience listening that people may or may not have heard of by now. I have just recently sustained an attack upon my person, abducted at gunpoint from my home on October 27th after having released a website, AaronJamesStory.com, which gives a very harrowing account and detailed account of an airline profiling attack that my mother and I sustained in Minneapolis in January 18th of 2006.
And you're both Canadian citizens?
We are.
Okay.
And not only did I relate it on to, as far as this website is concerned, AaronJamesStory.com, it's two A's, the details of our attack, but I also put it in its proper perspective and light by comparing and contrasting the ideology representative within our plight onto the World Forum and the ideology and the themes that it was exemplary of, for example, cross-border collusion. The police attacking me in this last month, October 27th, were Canadian. They're colluding with U.S. authorities and Minneapolis police, who are actually colluding with FBI. And, in fact, Minneapolis police and FBI were both, as well as Northwest Airlines employees, the airline in which we were attacked, CIA and
Aaron, Aaron, do me a favor, because I know that this is a story that's got a lot of detail to it. And I would want you to do this. My producer here, he's going to pull you down and get your contact information. And after Christmas, we'll be giving you a call, and we'll talk about your story. But we're running out of time here with Mr. Chapman. We've only got about another 15 minutes with him.
Okay.
Yeah. So at any rate, if you could be so kind, Aaron, and I'm assuming your last name is James.
It is.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. We'll do that, and I'll be in contact with you, and we'll get the full nitty-gritty on the story, and we'll put it out there.
Very good, and all the best to your efforts.
All right. Well, Aaron, I appreciate it, and I hope you and your mother are having at least a good Christmas.
We're staying indoors for the time being.
Okay.
You might have well imagined, but yes, we'll make the best. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And let me go to Paris in Illinois. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what I think here, this all ties in with the movement. It's very interesting. You were saying earlier about next year, like a different option, getting out of the system. It's all tied in with Ron Paul's movement. The whole thing.
I'll disagree with you on that, because I know the Ron Paul system and I know what's going on there. What this guy is, he's a beacon for lost hope out there, and many people are jumping on board. What I'm talking about, the financial stuff, has nothing to do with Ron Paul. He's got no knowledge of this whatsoever. I can guarantee it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the gold standard and everything. What you're saying here, it's introducing new ways of getting out of the system, and if Ron Paul gets elected...
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like, fits in if Ron Paul gets elected, you know, this can all change very, very quickly.
Oh, and absolutely. That's why, Paris, that's why I do a show called Cash Flow on this network from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. We're getting emails from Russia. We're getting emails from Scotland, from England, from Argentina, from Australia. We are getting emails from all over this planet where people that are in the Ron Paul camp, not because he wants to do away with Homeland Security here, not because he wants to do away with the IRS, not because we're losing freedom through the Patriot Act, Patriot Act 2, and all the other mechanisms that they have set up. The reason Ron Paul is garnering the attention worldwide, because he's striking at the root of this evil and not hacking at the branch, and that's these international banksters. People all over the globe know what the problem is. They have targeted Ron Paul as a man that understands this, and he's running on that platform to dump the Fed, dump the IRS, dump the welfare state, any of these rights that supposedly that the states had had heretofore that was usurped or hijacked by the Fed. There's where our societal problem comes in, but it is entrenched, I guess the best term I come up with, it's entrenched in the way of thinking with all aspects of this government. So when people are watching Ron Paul, and we're getting emails from the entire planet on the hopes that this guy gets the president, they've zeroed in on the banking aspect of this.
Wow, it's amazing.
It is. It is truly amazing.
It's a revolution. It's a true revolution, man.
By the way, I wanted to, and Paris, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I got to keep moving here. But this morning, gentlemen, who was up? Well, Bill Kristol, William Kristol from the Weekly Standard. And what was he on Fox News for? To try to put a stake in Ron Paul's heart, calling this guy wacky, crazy, fringe. He's way to the right, of no consequence.
You got to stop watching Fox.
Well, I only watch them to see what they're propagandizing the rest of America for.
I refuse to watch them. Well, I find it, actually, I find everybody on that station repulsive.
Well, I'm sure they even probably find themselves repulsive at times. I don't know how they live with themselves. But, Bob, there he was. You know, the neocon, which these people know. If Ron Paul gets elected, these people have got to crawl under the rocks from whence they came. They know this. Bob, did you go to sleep on me?
No, I was just thinking about some of the commentary that Ron Paul came back with in an interview, and I'm sure that AIPAC's going to be all over them, because he said that all this foreign aid should be cut out. Well, we've made countries like Israel dependent upon us, and I think they have the word out now that he has to be defeated, and they will do everything possible to bring that about.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something, another aspect to these individuals I was talking to. If he does jump independent and he is not put up as the poster child for the Republicans in the 2008 election, they are ready to back his entire campaign if he has to go independent. And there's almost an unlimited source of funds. Now, Bob, you don't get fools chasing dreams, pipe dreams, but you do have smart money backing the right horse. And I'm telling you, I am just absolutely blown away of what I've heard in the last couple of days, that Ron Paul is not going to have a problem at all. I mean, and if we have to change the contract and hire out Blackwater for good purposes this time, we'll stack 100,000 people around this guy. They're going to have a full-on assault on America to get rid of this guy. I mean, I'm not joking about this, and I'm not blue-skying or, you know, whatever. I'm telling you hard facts here, that there are people that are looking at Ron Paul, and as much as he's being polled and trying to be discounted, they're trying to whack this guy's character. They can't get – there's no chinks in this guy's armor. He is not a perfect man. But they understand where the smart money is going to go, and it's going to be backing him.
Yeah, ADL's more concerned about Will Smith right now.
Yeah, sure they are. Yeah, I read the story.
It's like, yeah, you know, the difference between Will Smith and Ron Paul, Will Smith has a record-breaking movie in theaters as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot more people know who Will Smith is, unfortunately, and
That will change.
It'll be interesting to see what happens to Will after this latest statement he
made. Well, the thing about Paul...
But it's not that he's not telling the truth. Because they recently did a survey in Germany where Hitler still gets higher approval ratings than the U.S. Congress.
Oh, boy. You know, it's really odd because I was over in Germany back in the early 70s, and the World War had just ended some 15 years before, and I made the mistake of going out in an American uniform, standing on one of their streetcars, you know, trying to find my Straße exit, and I'm sitting there, and the older people, every once in a while, I'd catch that look out of the side of their face. They didn't appreciate me. The way they looked at me, they weren't standing there waving Nazi flags or anything, but the way they looked at me, that I was part of an occupying force, and they didn't like me much. And here we are, folks, 1945, let me see, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 2005. How many years later? Oh, that's right, we still have troops stationed in Germany. For what? What, is East Germany going to attack West Germany here? Yeah. Fellas, we'll take the break here. Robin, when we get back on the other side, do you have a Bob Chapman special for today?
I'll throw something together.
All righty. We'll hear that as soon as we get back. We'll take some more calls here, folks. Hold on.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we are back. Let me roll these two calls quickly, but first, Robbie, if you would, give him the Bob Chapman special, because Bob has got to jump off here in about 3.5 minutes.
Well, this is a Christmas present to everybody out there. Swiss francs, 20 Swiss francs, fifth of an ounce of gold, 0.1867 pure ounces of gold in the coin. $169. These were priced when gold was $795. As some of you may be aware, gold right now is trading at just a little under $813. So it's a great deal. 20 Swiss franc, $169. Order 20 or more, and you receive a free your subscription to the International Forecast.
And just for us dummies out there that don't have a calculator sitting in front of them, what is this package going for? 20 coins, how much?
Well, it's 1,690 for 10. Multiply that by 2, you'll get 20.
Okay. All right. Phil in Texas. Hello, Phil.
I got a quick couple of questions real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of pulling out my equity out of my home. I'm either faced with staying with my current debt or pulling out the equity and having a little bit more cash available for me as I pay off that debt, but yet I'm going to still have an equity loan.
Okay, one question. What kind of debt are you paying down? You paying down credit cards?
Cards, cars.
Do me a great big favor, if you would. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Go to the archives. Listen to the archives of the cash flow.
Okay.
About credit card eliminations. We're not going to do a consolidation on you. We're not going to get you 60 cents on the dollar deal from the credit card companies. We're going to dump all your credit card debt. What other outstanding debt do you have that you got to pay down?
Oh, you mean the amount?
Well, yeah.
It's about $100,000.
Okay. Do us a great big favor. Call me Wednesday here at the office, and I will put you in touch with some people. You're getting ready to make a move, and that's a good thing. But you may be able to, how should I say this, Phil, leave yourself with more dollars in your pocket than you thought humanly possible.
Can I ask about a 401k real quick, John?
Go ahead.
We have a 401k, and it's you know, there's not a lot we can do with it. Should I get it out of the T-bills and possibly tie it up into something overseas?
My quick answer to that would be yes. Bob, what would you say?
One, are you allowed to buy gold and silver coins in there?
No.
Are you allowed to buy individual stocks?
It's a federal plan, he said, Bob.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh. That's a tough decision. I'd have to know all of the financials, and it just you can't do it on a snap on a radio program.
Yeah,
I got you.
Phil, are you working Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm always working, John.
Okay, well, just give me a call at the network, and I'll give you a few names and a few numbers, and we'll get the ball rolling for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Joe in Ohio, well, you got about a minute, Joe.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you got about a minute.
I've got a real quick complaint here. I think all the patriots who know how oppressive the banking system is, and then they go out and they use their charge cards, are hypocrites.
Yeah.
And all that debt that you're talking about, it isn't the people who don't know it. It's the, I'm going to call them, professing patriots.
Well, we don't have the time to do a breakdown on the different levels of patriotism. But I know the ones that I consider to be patriots, and I don't know what your value is on.
I'm out of debt.
Okay, well, good. you're one of the few in this country, anyhow, Joe. Hey, Joe, I hate to do this to you, my friend. I thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Bob Chapman, you have yourself a good Christmas, my friend.
I thank you, and you the same, and I'll see you next week.
Next Monday, as a matter of fact, for an hour, first hour. Thank you, Bob. And Robbie,
hang on
one second with me through the break. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Since 1980.